Chapter 3, Reading, pages 40 and 41. Planning for the perfect wedding.
A. Forever flowers. Contact our experienced florist for a consultation. We will provide bouquets to match your wedding dress. Reception flowers a speciality.
Rose Road, Southgate.
2721-5538.
B. Wedding World. Personalized stationery for your wedding. Invitations. Photo albums. Thank you letters. Menus. Landmark 2868-2313.
C. Bridal World. Buy or hire the best. Wedding dresses by top designers. Also, complete outfits for the groom.
Modi Road, Hillside East.
2769-6534.
D. King Cars. Simply the best in chauffeur-driven limousines. Black or white Rolls-Royce and Mercedes-Benz. Available for weddings, business, airport, tours.
295 Central Road.
2715-9876.
E. Lakeside Restaurant. Beautiful views. Excellent food. Provides the perfect place for your wedding reception or banquet.
West Hill.
2648-2650.
F. James Lee. Don't take a chance with your wedding photographs. High quality, professional wedding photographer. Ocean Center. 2747-1888.
Every bride wants her wedding to be the most wonderful day of her life. But perfect weddings require careful planning. Whether the bride and bridegroom are planning a traditional wedding or just a registry office ceremony. Paying for the wedding, which is always a problem, will partly decide the choice.
The bride's clothes, which are usually expensive, require careful selection. Many brides choose to wear a white wedding dress for a registry ceremony and a red Chinese wedding gown for a traditional evening banquet.
Both are costly to buy, but there are shops from which they can be hired. These can also supply the groom's outfits. A dinner jacket for the Western ceremony, and traditional clothes for the banquet. Flowers are important in most weddings. The bride and the bridesmaid whom she has chosen usually carry bouquets. Centuries ago, Western brides carried bunches of flowers, some of which were very bad smelling, to keep evil spirits away. Nowadays, couples prefer more fragrant flowers, so they should contact a good florist.
The wedding stationery may include invitations, photo albums, menus, etc. The couple need to consult a specialist printer who can give helpful advice. Many people travel to a wedding by car. It would be terrible if the car broke down on the way to the ceremony. So the couple should remember to book a good and reliable car.
After the wedding, the bride and groom may have a traditional banquet or a Western-style reception. They need to reserve the restaurant and select the menu months before the wedding. People who want to be different could hold the event in a park or on a boat. Years afterwards, the married couple will want to look back at their wedding photos. They should resist the temptation to ask a favourite uncle to take photographs. He may be good with his pocket automatic, but he may also forget to put in a roll of film. It is better to book a photographer who specialises in weddings.
The couple should also think about the place where the photographer will take the photos. It does not always have to be on the steps of the registry office. For example, one couple decided to have theirs taken in a swimming pool.
Listening skills, pages 43 to 45.
Locating specific information. In this exercise, you will hear a question, followed by a statement or short conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer. Question 1. Which package of photographic services does the woman want to have for her wedding?
Have you decided about the photos for your wedding yet, Heidi?
Well, Dad, I'd really like a video, but it's so expensive.
I'll take care of that. I just want everything to be right for you.
Well, then I'd like this one. The photographers come to the wedding and reception, and we get photos and a half-hour video. That would be wonderful.
Question 2. Which present does the woman choose for her friend's wedding?
Can I help you, madam?
Yes, please. I'd like to choose a wedding present for my friend's wedding. Her name's Mary Hopkins. I believe you're organising her wedding list.
Yes, that's right. I'll just get it for you. Here. Most things have already been chosen by the other guests. These are the ones that are left.
I see. Well, I'd like to give her some cutlery, really. But I can't give her knives, so I'll give her those silver ones.
Thank you very much, madam. Now, if I can just take your details, I'll arrange it all for you.
Question 3. Where do these people decide to go for their honeymoon?
Look, darling, here are some ideas for our honeymoon. Where shall we go? I don't think we can afford a fortnight's holiday. What about Egypt? Do you feel like having a bit of culture?
No, not really, not on our honeymoon. Look, let's go to this place. I've never been to Europe before.
Question 4. What is the name of the woman who is
Excuse me, can you tell me where I'm sitting? Here's my invitation.
Let me just check the plan. Yes, here we are. You're on table 17. And you're sitting between Alan Smith and T.K. Lee. You're opposite Mr. Nathan.
Oh, thank you.
Question 5. How many years will the man's parents have been married when they celebrate their wedding anniversary next month?
My parents have been married a long time. It's their wedding anniversary next month.
Which one is it?
Well, last year it was 24 years since they got married. So it must be a special one this year. We're arranging a big party for them.
Then I must have something made out of that as a present.
Speaking, page 51.
A. Intonation of adjective clauses. Remember that non-defining clauses are adding extra, non-essential information. They're marked by one or two commas. You should make your voice go up before the commas, and then pause. The bride, who looked lovely, was married on her birthday. The president, who is on a tour of Asia, visited Tokyo. Defining clauses are not marked by commas. You should not pause after the noun. In fact, they are closely linked with their noun. Pretend that they are all joined by hyphens, as in the examples. These clauses become part of the intonation of the main clause in the sentence. The woman who was shot last week is now recovering well. Did the man who helped you tell you his name? Exercise A1. 1.
The bridegroom, who is a millionaire, paid for the wedding.
2.
The wedding which we went to last week was really beautiful.
3. The bride, who was wearing a yellow dress, arrived in a white car.
4.
The tailor who made that dress is really skillful.
Exercise A2. 1.
In Seoul today, over 30,000 couples were married. The ceremony, which took place in the Olympic Stadium, was the world's largest mass wedding.
2. The number of people who are getting married is going down. As a result, two registry offices will close on 1st May. Those staff members whose jobs will be lost will be moved to other offices. 3. Despite the fact that fewer people are getting married, the cost of a wedding is getting higher and higher. All of the details, from the service and banquet to the wedding dress and car, add up to be very expensive. Cassette 2, Side A. Midterm Progress File. Pages 56 and 57. A. Listening.
Exercise A1. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Question 1. On which day will they have the dinner party? Mum, when do you think would be the best day for our dinner party?
Well, when is the last examination?
Most of the exams finish this Tuesday, the 17th. But there are some music exams which go on until the 23rd.
I think you'd better wait until after then. And when is the end of term?
That's on Thursday, the 26th.
Well, why don't you have it on the Saturday night after that?
Yes, that will be good. How many students will probably attend the dinner?
Do you think all of your classmates will attend the dinner? I know that it's difficult to get people to come to these events. Sometimes only half of the total number will come.
Oh, I think most people will come. At first, I thought every single person would come. But then I realized that some would be on holiday, or might have other family dinners. So then I thought only about 100 might come. I asked the class monitors to check with each class, and they think that about 90% will turn up in the end.
Well, that would be a very good figure.
Question 3. How much will Bailey charge for coming to make a video film of the dinner party? Did you ask Bailey about making a video film?
Yes, he said he would be delighted to do so.
But if we can afford it. Look at his prices on this card. $3,000 for a school event.
No, that's for a full day, like a sports day. Since he's our cousin, he said he would do it really cheaply. He's prepared to make the film for half his minimum price for a dinner party.
That's very good of him.
And afterwards, he'll sell copies of the video to your classmates for just $50 each.
Exercise A2. Listen and take notes of the main details on the forms. Conversation 1. So, I was hoping your restaurant might be free on that night.
Well, yes, I suppose we could. You could come at 7 p.m. But you would all have to leave by 9 p.m. As we have another big arriving later.
I see. And how much would it cost? We're only students, so we can't afford an expensive meal.
Well, it would be our usual prices. Our cheapest would be $120 for each person.
$120? Right. I'll have to think about it.
Well, can you let me know by 6 o'clock tomorrow evening if you want to make a booking?
Right. I'll do that. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Conversation 2. On Saturday night. I'm ringing you because I know that your daughter Angela is one of our students, and she said that you might be able to help us.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, we'd be pleased to help you. We would really enjoy having your school here. So we can offer you a special rate, $85 per person. And we will give you a really good dinner for that price.
That sounds very good.
Now, there is just one problem. We can't do it on the night you want. But we could do it on Sunday the 29th of July. Then you could all come here at 8 o'clock. And we will give you dinner, and you can stay till midnight. We'll also include free soft drinks. And afterwards, we can give you a karaoke show, free.
Well, that would be wonderful. Yes, I would definitely like to book that, please.
Oh, good. We'll look forward to it very much. Now, I'll tell you all about the food.